What happened in your past isn't truly in the past. It's alive in your present. Many of the challenges you're facing now, or have faced recently, are connected to people entering your life at this moment. These individuals act as catalysts, stirring up issues that have been lying dormant for years. This isn't something new. For those who feel chosen or set apart, these struggles have been with you since childhood. It's important to understand that the patterns you see aren't just random. They're cycles, repeating themselves, because they need your attention. Someone recently commented on one of my posts, suggesting that feeling isolated or friendless might just be a response to recent trauma. Respectfully, I disagree. This isn't about what happened recently. These patterns go far deeper, rooted in your past and coming back now, so you can finally address them. The people who have entered your life recently are not here by coincidence. They are here for a purpose, to help you confront and heal old wounds that have been buried for too long. These cycles will keep showing up until you face them fully. Here's what I'm sensing. There are people in your life, be it family, relatives, or close friends, who are struggling. They may even be experiencing restless nights or deep discomfort. This is no accident. It's all connected, and today we're going to uncover those hidden layers together. People are having trouble looking away from you because there's an energy in the air, an undeniable sense that truths long hidden are about to come to light. These truths include aspects of your innocence that were violated when you were in a fragile, cocoon-like phase of life. Growing up, you may have had spiritual gifts, as many chosen ones do, but the darker forces manipulated those close to you. They were influenced into believing you wouldn't have the support to rise above the challenges you faced. You were vulnerable, and some people exploited that. Many hoped you'd lose the power and success that you're destined to achieve. This wasn't just envy. They feared that as you step into your power, you'll uncover their role in your life. You're beginning to see how some of them didn't just harm you. They used you to elevate their own status, treating you as an easy target. Now they feel uneasy. Some even think you're toying with them, as though you're aware of everything and subtly reminding them of their actions. They might wish you'd channel your energy elsewhere, but that's impossible. Your gifts are directly tied to revealing the truth and exposing darkness. You were meant to shine light in hidden places, and that terrifies them. Many of these people believed you'd stay silent, lacking the voice or support to confront what was done. They thought you'd forgive and move on without fully addressing the past. But that's not the case. What's happening now is justice in motion. The very things they wished for you, confusion, isolation, or loss of power, are starting to affect them instead. Some may find themselves trapped, apologizing, or unraveling under the weight of their actions. Your spiritual and earthly gifts are blending in ways that keep them guessing. The people around you now are divinely placed, helping you crack open the layers of hidden trauma that have held you back. As cycles come to a close, the energy they once used to suppress you is turning against them. The years of mockery and deceit are coming full circle, and their actions are catching up to them. Your light is reclaiming its space. There's an intense energy of desperation around you, almost as if others are silently pleading for you to find a different way to express yourself. They once found satisfaction in your confusion, mocking your struggle to piece together the truth of what had happened. Many of them thrived on your inability to recognize their actions or understand their subtle manipulations. You've often seen the world differently, not in the way they expect, but with a clarity that dives straight to the core of who they are. Yet processing such harsh realities has not been easy, sometimes even causing you to suppress or forget them entirely. The message today is clear. What occurred in your past is closely tied to your present. The struggles you face now mirror the traumas of your earlier years. Whether it's from a parental figure, a close family member, or even a young romantic connection, the same patterns are resurfacing through new people in your life. These individuals may not even understand why they act this way toward you. It's almost as if something beyond them is driving their behavior. This repetition is happening because an important chapter of your life needs closure. This closure isn't just about resolving old wounds. It's about unlocking a deeper level of healing and self-mastery. The people who once exploited your innocence, whether through betrayal, manipulation, or even trauma, are now forced to confront the consequences of their actions. Their restless nights and obsessive behavior stem from the fear that their hidden deeds will come to light, threatening their own stability. However, no force can silence your growth. Every attempt to suppress you backfires, reinforcing your strength. Spirit is bringing this energy to the surface because you're on the brink of a breakthrough, one that requires facing and releasing these lingering shadows. The pain and betrayal you experienced have long shaped your life, but they no longer define you. For some, the healing might come through a divine connection, possibly a twin flame or soulmate who helps you detach from an ego damaged by past wounds. These cycles, painful as they've been, are reaching their end. You are stepping into a space of freedom, healing, and mastery, leaving the burdens of your past behind. This is what I'm understanding. Someone is deeply hoping for your forgiveness. But this moment isn't just about forgiving them. It's about passing an important test for yourself. True forgiveness changes when you prioritize your self-worth. It's not about excusing others, but about freeing yourself. For many of you, there has been a long-standing fear of losing people, but that fear isn't truly yours. It's been projected onto you. Forgiveness now might look like allowing others to face the consequences of their actions, rather than trying to shield them. As I mentioned earlier, some parental figures or close relationships in your life have blurred the boundaries of their roles. There's been a conflict between your upbringing and your present, often stemming from jealousy or possessiveness, from those who were supposed to nurture and guide you. Some of these figures struggled with understanding their role in your life, and their actions were driven by their own confusion. They may have tried to hold you back, taking advantage of your innocence because they couldn't reconcile their own shortcomings. For many of them, life has felt stagnant and unfulfilling. Instead of addressing their own failures, they projected their pain onto you, using you as a way to avoid taking accountability. You became the target of their unresolved issues. Your gifts and potential were hidden, and during that time, people claimed ownership over you in ways they shouldn't have. This created a dynamic where some of these figures now feel like they're losing control of you, which stirs up their fear and possessiveness. What's happening now is a divine intervention. Someone has entered your life as a catalyst to awaken those old wounds. Their purpose is to bring buried traumas to the surface so you can finally address and heal them. Interestingly, this catalyst may share similar wounds from their own past, which makes them uniquely capable of triggering these realizations in you. This message ties back to the imbalance of control that some parental figures had. They may have acted inappropriately or imposed their desires onto you in a way that wasn't right. If this resonates, it's a reminder to confront and process these events, breaking the cycle so that this kind of harm doesn't repeat itself. What's happening now echoes your past, but it's not a coincidence. The person you're facing now might remind you of a similar figure from before, even if they're in a different form. This connection is not random. It's as if your soul entered into a contract to face this again. The reason? To confront and finally heal from the trauma. This isn't just your story. It might be a pattern carried through generations. When people say, "It ends with me," this is what they mean. The shame you've carried for so long is not yours. It was placed on you, projected by others who wanted to silence you. They saw your potential and feared it. Your ability to express yourself, to create, to speak truth in ways they never could. This is why they hoped you'd find another outlet, another way to process everything, instead of confronting what happened. For too long, they've relied on shame to bury the truth and make you feel responsible for things that were never your fault. Your responsibility lies in how you deal with this now, not in carrying the guilt they've tried to place on you. The burden of hiding their wrongdoings isn't yours to bear. You're meant to step into the darkness without being consumed by it. That's why you've endured betrayal after betrayal. Those who were removed from your life didn't leave by accident. Their intentions weren't aligned with your purpose. Spirit cleared them out to keep you focused on breaking cycles that others before you couldn't. Now justice is taking its place, and it's not about vengeance. It's about balance. This isn't the time to pity those who wronged you. They didn't feel sorry for you, and you're not here to carry their guilt. Forgiveness is for your peace, not theirs. As their lies unravel and their world crumbles, the truth will emerge. Spirit will provide you with the strength and support to speak and to be believed. They may feel their world falling apart, but this is the result of their own actions. This message is meant for those ready to hear it. Justice is here, and it's undeniable. Until next time, take care.